This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
I think you saw some of the best of Elijah Moore when he had the competent quarterback play, frankly. Like when Joe Flacco was his quarterback at the end of 2023, he put up his best numbers here with the team, and I think he had some similar stats last year when Jameis Winston was under center, a guy who could actually throw him the football and find him. So I think with Josh Allen, he has a legitimate chance to kind of bounce back and put himself in a situation, maybe get a big contract. That's a great situation for him. I think he kind of flies under the radar, especially being in Cleveland with a bad quarterback situation the last couple of years. But I think he didn't get a fair shake here, because I do think he's a talented player.
Spencer German, my guest from just a little bit ago out of Cleveland on Elijah Moore. He and the Bills get going at St. John Fisher starting on Wednesday. The Hall of Fame game is 2 weeks from tonight. There you go. All kinds of different ways to tell you how close it is. Detroit and the Chargers, 2 weeks from tonight, 8 o'clock, if you want to really know details here, 8 o'clock in Canton. Have you ever had any inclination to go to the Pro Football Hall of Fame game? The Bills played in it once or twice, and maybe then. Would you ever go to this game otherwise? I've never even had the thought. I don't spend a lot of time thinking about going to NFL games as it is. Like, especially in other markets. I've never even literally ever had the thought to go to the Pro Football Hall of Fame game. I do watch it. I think I'm like most people, where you watch it for like 10 minutes and then you're bored. Other things are like that.
Yeah,
you just watch it for a few minutes and then you're done.
That's like an American tradition. Get really excited for the Hall of Fame game, turn it on, see a drive and go, ooh, I'll wait. You go to the game, you're kind of, you have to watch it now. The whole time.
Well, yes. That's the problem.
Yeah, and it's
if you go to it,
that's bad business.
You can't leave at 10 minutes. You wouldn't do that. I've been on that field a couple of times. It's a cool place, the Hall of Fame and the stadium, the whole thing. You nailed it. The problem is going to the game. The problem is you'd have to watch it. Here's Tom with us. Hi, Tom.
Hey, Mike. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I agree with you. Maybe not even 10 minutes. So my bold prediction, call me crazy, Curtis Samuel's going to find a way to make a difference.
I mean, define make a difference.
He's gonna move. I think he'll move ahead of one of those two guys, the Elijah Moore and the Sherman. I'm just predicting he's gonna live up to that contract.
Okay. Well, thanks. I'm not as confident as you. This is the Moore problem too. Curtis Samuel, Elijah Moore. Look at who's in the way. You've got Coleman. The Bills will have every incentive to unleash Keon Coleman to make that work. Rank these guys by organizational priority. Keon Coleman is number one. He's got to be important, I think. I mean, it could be an offense, and maybe this is likely, where nobody really dominates targets or catches. That's what we had last year. So I don't know about what important really means either. But Coleman is number one. Shakir, I don't even really want to put him on this list. Like, he's so locked in, I think. What he is, what he does. So Coleman, you know, is a big priority, high draft pick, iffy rookie year. Let's make that work. Let's do what we can to make that work. Shakir, now he's big money, and I don't think that effort is forced at all because Shakir has proven what kind of the baseline is. So he's there. Palmer, I think, comes in above Samuel, but maybe you disagree. I think Palmer comes in above Samuel and more because of that money. And thinking about when Brandon Bean was all defensive about wide receiver criticism, what he said to Tyler Dunn, if not also to Jeremy and Joe, which was, how can you say I didn't address wide receiver? We signed Joshua Palmer. I think that that's almost hilarious, but that's where he is. So Palmer's up there, and Kincaid is not to be ignored here because Kincaid is still going to be measured by targets and catches and yards. It's tight end, but it's still going to be stats. You're like, what kind of production are you getting from your first-round pick from 2 years ago? Maybe Kincaid deserves to be higher on that list. Still, how many guys can I really count? I've got four here that I think all outrank Samuel and probably also Elijah Moore. Why I wouldn't get to Samuel, like the caller, is because I think Moore potential to be better. I think there's a better chance Elijah Moore shows up in Rochester and in the preseason and wows them than does Samuel. I think they know what they've got in Samuel. And they signed Elijah Moore. So I think he comes in above Samuel. Samuel would be not shocking if he's a difference maker, but it's not something I'm expecting. And really, for this offense, if you look at it from sort of a league perspective, for this offense, what is making a difference? What is really mattering? I mean, three catches a game? Three catches a game is 50 for the season. You play 17 games, 51. And that's not like really moving the meter. But I don't think with all those other guys here, the Bills have space for anybody to do more than that. I don't even think Palmer is going to do more than that. Coleman is more yards per catch than he is catches. So Coleman could have a little bit more of what last year was and be okay. Samuel did come on. I mean, in the playoffs, he had moments later on. So I don't think he's, you know, blocked completely, but I don't think there's as much of a path for him. Some are saying it's Samuel versus Moore. And I still think even that is delicate because of everybody else they've got here. With Samuel, you could get some rushing plays in. You could do some gadgety stuff with him that would help. Could happen. Thanks, Tom. Here's Mike next. Hello, Mike.
Hey, Mike. How are you?
Good.
I'm just looking at what you were talking about, the wide receivers, and it kind of reminds me of the Sabre situation. You've got a top wide receiver in Shakir, like we have a top forward in Thompson, and we have a lot of third and fourth line guys battling for spots. And, you know, you were just talking about the Moore Samuel situation. With what Samuel's getting, is he somebody that could theoretically be cut to save salary cap money, you know, during camp if Moore really shows? It seems to me that a lot of things that are alike between the Sabres and the Bills right now in that position.
Interesting. Thanks, Mike. I want to look up what that would cost the Bills, cutting Samuel, because it's going to cost them something to do that. Dead cap is 12? dollars. It's $12. No, it's $12 million to cut Curtis Samuel. Look, I guess you could say that. I think the Bills only have wide receiver three.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Season fours. Like, I think all their receivers are third line. If I were to compare it to hockey, I would say that. I mean, due respect to Shakir, he's a nice player. I mean, he's the third best. What? He's not the third best wide receiver on this team. He might be the best wide receiver on this team. And this team is very good. I'm not ignoring that. But, like, if you put him on a team, what even matters here? With better wide receivers, he's not as good? Like, what is that to say? I think he's, you know, a good piece, but never should be your wide receiver one. I mean, he's playing in the slot anyway. Not that that can't happen. I mean, you have St. Brown. Sometimes your slot receiver is going to be your best guy. That is the case here. But there's just not that much of a ceiling, I think. He's perfect on a team where they have the alpha. He was great. If the timing had worked out different, where he works the slot with Diggs here, that would have been great. Then you had Beasley, though, for that, and he did well, too. Put Shakir on... Philadelphia, what is that? Philadelphia doesn't need a third guy. They're so good already. Anyway, I think you know what I'm saying. I don't know if they can cut Samuel. Hadn't really thought about that before. $12 million dead cap is not good. That's not something you'd want to do. So, you know, knowing that, organizational priority, maybe he needs to be higher because the Bills have this financial incentive to have him on the team. Bold predictions. Wide receivers, Bills, NFL. 803-0550 for yours. This is Mike Shope on WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.